Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show as we enjoy their production of Clarence Darrow, playing May 25th through June 12th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. This one-person tour de force is based on the life and landmark cases of the great controversial trial lawyer who at one time commanded over $250,000 for each case. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and so glad that you are here starting your day in a positive way. Of course, we've got Caneo Valley Days undergoing right now, and oh my gosh, we had so much fun out there. I was out there at the VIP, kind of the entering of the whole park, and God, they're off to a great start. I want to invite everybody again out there for Caneo Valley Days this whole entire weekend. And, of course, visit the VIP tent. And they are selling tickets online. But not only that, if you didn't get your ticket online, I think you might be able to get one at the gate. But it actually gives you entrance to the whole thing, but also to the VIP wine tasting. So it's a great thing. Chad, how are you doing this morning?
Wonderful. I've had my coffee and I'm ready to go.
There you go. You're a coffee need.
I have to.
Okay. All
or
right.
You wouldn't see me in the morning.
All right. I wake up like, you know, okay, let's go. So, but I do need my one cup of coffee.
Yes.
So Tom, how you doing?
I'm on my first pot myself. Doing good.
There you go. It's an early day. Well, I want to invite everybody, and I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way, waking up here at the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, we always start with a little bit of a positive segment. Every accomplishment starts with the decision to try. And we're so glad that you are here with us. I do want to remind you to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and actually Snapchat. I just got on Snapchat. And not only that is, you know, we have a podcast that is an hour after all of our shows here. All you do is go on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. So that you can hear all of our shows there. And share our shows. Also, when you call in here, which I want to give you the phone number because we've got great giveaways. That's how we invite you to all these great events. The phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is call and leave us your name and your number. But when you do that, tell us what you're calling about and say that you want one of our newsletters because that gives you an another chance to enter to win. Today, we've got a great show. And of course, I always want to remind you that all of our shows are completely separate shows. I work really hard bringing you great guests from all right here at the Brighter Side of the 805 and all over the world. You know, anybody that can inspire us to live a better life. And so that's what this show is all about. Today, joining me in studio is Linda Drevenstead. And thank you so much for waking up with us. How are you, Linda?
Great. I'm having a great day already.
There you go.
I'm with you. I wake up and ready to go.
Yeah, we got that energy balls going, right? So anyways, and you are the treasurer and county member of NABO. I am having so much fun being a NABO media sponsor. And not only that, just the girls are there are so inspiring. And I just recommend anybody that has a business in the area or that is looking to be a part of a business, you know, this is the place to be. The monthly meetings, the speakers.
What does NABO stand for?
Oh, my God. Okay. National
Association of Women mm-hmm. Business Owners.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. How long have you been doing that?
I've actually only been a member a little over a year, but I kept hearing about it. As I was a women business owner for a number of years, I just wasn't close to a chapter. So when I moved to Ventura, I wanted to meet other women business owners, and I've joined and became the treasurer. It's been a really, as you say, very positive, uplifting, inspiring women to be around.
It really has. And we just had Bravo. Amazing fun there and all the inspiring stories. It's funny. I mean, it's just so in line with my story because I really talk about how we empower each other and how we all lift each other up. And when we go there, you know, on the monthly meetings or the speaker meetings, that's what I feel. I don't feel that cutthroat. I feel like, oh my God, they want to, like, how do we make each other better? And that's what it's all about. So I really am excited to be a part of NABO. And now also you are the author of Life Path by Design. How'd you come up with that name?
You know, it's been an interesting journey to write the book, and that title actually came before I even had the book outlined.
Wow. How long did it take you to write your book?
Because I think the book was just inspired, it really took me about 6 months.
Oh, my God. Okay, she just made me like, we're going to take a really quick break because that was too not very long, and I've been working on my book. I got to get it done. Also, today we're going to be talking with Daisy Tunham, and we're going to be talking about the 33rd Annual California Strawberry Festival. I'm going to be one of the judges out there.
You're just everywhere.
I know. It's fun.
We need to split you into
five. I know. So anyways, and then Randy Graham is going to be here. He is the Ojai Valley Vegan Cookbook. And oh my God, he's been on all of my other shows and now he's got a new book. I'm so excited. He's really inspirational. That is our first hour. We're going to take a really quick break, but when we come back, you have a couple shout outs for me, right?
I do. Actually, today is March of Dimes, Ventura County March for Babies. Happens at the Conejo Creek North Park in Thousand Oaks. Check-ins at 7 a.m. and the walk begins at 8. So what you can do, get out there, do your walk, and then go to Conejo Valley Days.
There you go. Perfect. And you know what? I am actually out there walking right after this show because my babies, my grandchildren, were preemies. They were born at 29 weeks. And my daughter, actually, if you're on my Facebook, look at our story. You know, Los Robles, the angels over there had just made such a difference. My little grandson got neck and we almost lost him. And thank God he's so precious, my little baby twins. And so we're going to walk out there. We've been collecting money. And if that's something near and dear to your heart, please, you know, make a donation for that. If you can't do that, just show up and show your support because that's what it's all about. And I love it. March of Dimes and March of Babies, right?
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. We're going to take a really quick break. Tom, do you want to talk about some of our giveaways really quick?
Fabulous giveaways. We're going to the theater. Kim Rubicon Theater's premiere of Clarence Darrow. This one-person tour de force is based on the life and landmark cases of the great controversial trial lawyer playing through June 12th on East Main Street in Ventura. That's the Rubicon Inherit the Wind. The Scopes trial is one of Darrow's big cases.
Yeah.
Come check out Elite Theater's Men of Tortuga playing through May 15th, located on Victoria Avenue in Oxnard. And don't miss out on Caneo Player Theater's upcoming performances. To get their schedule, visit www.caneoplayer.com. CaneoPlayers.org.
There you go. There you go. We're going to start off with a couple tickets to Rubicon Theater right now. And of course, as Tom just said, Clarence Darrow is the one person tour. We've got tickets for you. Call in right now. And that is starting May 25th through the June 12th at the Rubicon Theater. Call in 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor, Fisherman's Wharf, provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Come catch the Elite Series main stage show, Men of Tortuga, a comedy thriller that tells a compelling story of greed, power, bourbon, and barbarism, playing April 15th through May 15th. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org.
Did you know that the number one killer of babies is premature birth? In the U.S., 1 in 10 babies are born too soon, and an early birth may have lifelong health problems. Help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects by supporting our local March of Dimes event. Get a team together, fundraise, and walk at this year's Ventura County March for Babies, taking place at Caneo Creek North Park in Thousand Oaks, Saturday, May 14th. We need your help to give every baby a fighting chance. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org.
The 30th Annual Ojai Wine Festival, Ventura County's premier tasting event, is returning to Lake Casitas on Sunday, June 12th from noon to 4. Admission includes unlimited tastings of over 60 wines and 30 craft beers. Join us for an afternoon of live music, amazing food, artisan vendors, and the best selection of beer and wine on the California coast. VIP and general admission tickets are available now at OhaiWineFestival.com. Proceeds benefit local and international charity projects. Don't miss the 30th Annual Ojai Wine Festival, Sunday, June 12th. Visit OhaiWineFestival.com today.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. I'd love to give out a dozen of sweet Rolling Pin donuts if you've ever been there. Oh, my God. They always have a line. I'm telling you, they're so good. And they're located right there on Las Posas Road in Camarillo. And I'd love to share that with you. So call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And again, if you are just tuning in with us, we are so glad you're here. I do want to mention Monday, we've got a golf tournament for PawWorks,
we
right?
We do. My organization, PawWorks, will be having its first annual golf classic, a tournament at the North Ranch Country Club. We're really excited about this event. We have some amazing sponsors, the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you.
You will be there for our awards dinner, which we're really excited
yeah.
about. Also, we have Casa Escobar, Janine's Gourmet Food Hall, Tito's Handmade Vodka, Poseidon Brewing, some amazing sponsors out there. A great time, unlike any golf tournament most people have ever experienced.
You always do things unique.
I have to have a good time because you know what? People, if you come and have a good time and
they
and you have like-minded people in the same atmosphere, it's the best. It creates, you know, creativity, it creates drive, and it really makes a difference.
And it's such a great cause. You do
yeah.
such a good
well,
job
you.
With what you do. I have to tell
you. I never
you.
Feel like I can do enough, but
I know. That's why I love you about you. So anyways, I do want to get on with Linda Drevenstead here, and of course her book, Life Path by Design. And it's all about coaching yourself to your own charmed life. And of course, you are Nabo's treasurer. And so what inspired you to write this book?
Kim, I was inspired by just going through my own life and running a business and realizing that I would hit bumps in the road, I would hit curves, whether it was a divorce or something with my business.
You mean life happens?
Yeah, life happens.
Wow, okay, yeah. You know, Chad and I were just met earlier when we were talking, and he's like, I go, I kind of feel like I'm getting my energy. It's like, Well, let me just tell you what you've been through. I'm like, oh, yeah. You know, we forget and we're so hard on ourselves. And yet we wonder why we're not working at this level because, you know, I just lost my mom unexpectedly. And just things, life, it does happen. We have no control over our life. But how do we keep everything going?
Absolutely. And that was actually the inspiration for the book, is that along my path, I found that having coaches and getting myself off of the cliff and into the next level, it was very important for me to find help. So I wanted to put some of those gems into a book to help other people, to give them some pathways and some tools, and to give them something that can help them if they're in a spot in their life that they want something better or something different.
So Linda, asking you, and I hope you're okay to share it, was there something that happened in your life when you were writing this book, or the reason why you wanted to write this book?
The biggest thing was that I had run a business coaching and consulting dentists and dental office managers and dental staff members for 25 years. And what I really came to realize is that I could teach them all the business skills in the world, but if they were in their own way, if they were having something that their life was impacting their ability to manage or lead or be effective, that was really the nugget of the problem. And I wanted to be able to get a new skill set for myself to help more people instead of just the dentists and the dental teams, to help them help people move along in their life and to really find the way to get their own charmed life.
I love that.
So you mentioned that there are several gems along the way that really, you know, were the catalyst for this book that you wanted to share with everybody else. Can you give us just a few of those, the most important that you see will really make a difference with people?
You know, what I find is really getting people to find their own internal powers, if you would. And I say the two biggest of those powers are their values, people living and working within their value system, and then also understanding their personality, both the quirks and the positives, so that they can navigate into a career or a spot that they can really use those powers or strengths and not be so in a place that they're being asked to do things that don't work for them and they're constantly in a state of stress.
So work within their gifts.
Yes.
Okay,
I
say that all the time on the show. We're so in line with each other.
Well, absolutely. I mean, running a business, and you and I both run a business on our own, and you have employees, and you have to find their strengths. And that's one thing I think about being an employer, is that you find people's strengths and you gravitate towards them and you push them in that direction. That's what makes business successful.
Absolutely. And when you as an employer or a leader can do it, but just in your own personal life, if you can really understand your values and your strengths, then you can use those instead of fighting against them or figuring out, gosh, I'm not happy. Well, what is the core? A lot of the core is that I'm not living within my values.
Ooh, I love that. I love that. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. We're talking with Linda Drevenstad, and we're talking about her book, Life Path by Design, Coaching Yourself to Your Own Charmed Life. You know, I can relate to that in two different ways. One is I have four children. And I used to think, you know, that why aren't you guys all just doing this? And, you know, and a couple of my kids, well, I had two girls, two boys, totally different. You know, my boys could, like, you know, if I have them study at school, and if they weren't throwing a ball or driving a car, it wasn't like they weren't really interested. So I was like, how do I make them, you know, within their goal, within their gifts? And so I started to learn. I had to figure out what each one of their gifts were, and then they succeeded. And that's what life's all about. The other thing I learned from a friend and a client, Google never, after you get hired at Google, you never really get fired. You just get moved around to your strengths, to whatever your strengths are. So they never, because they know you're a decent person. They know that they wanted to hire you. So they find whatever your strength is, which, what a great concept, you know, once you've gone through that. So I kind of take that as, you know, letting people into your life, because, you know, we let so many people into our life. What if we just did it, you know, we made sure, do we really want these people on and aboard with us? After we do, now we have to, like, kind of give them where their strengths are and how they can help us.
Absolutely. And also knowing what you're talking about is being sure that you've got people around you that are not toxic and that are helping you be empowered and that can support you in your path. Because that's a lot of what I talk about in the coaching, is that sometimes we have either old patterns from our childhood and things that have happened to us that hold us back, or we're listening to people who are not necessarily supporting our strengths and our values. They're supporting their own agendas.
Wow.
So I do know that in coaching, getting coaching myself, that I had to learn those lessons, that maybe there were some people in my life I needed to be a little bit less, be around a little bit less time.
Yeah.
You know, and listening to you as well, it dawned on me that if more people took this advice, there'd be less divorces. I mean, if we worked within what we know and the person's limitations and their strengths and really capitalized on that, I think more relationships would be successful.
There's no question. Absolutely.
I think
yeah.
we have expectations that are, you know, for that person that are not, they can't live up to.
Right.
And it's our expectation.
Yeah, because we want to do a redo.
Yes.
Right.
You know, I mean, and we want to do a redo on everybody, but then sometimes we don't look in the mirror, right?
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I love this, Linda. So your book explains to the reader how they can become their own coach through enlightening journey. Talk to us a little bit about that.
I've taken, Kim, each chapter and put in the chapter what even the readers are now telling me are some really practical tools and processes. So instead of just garbling on about my own story, I really take the tools that have helped me move along or that I've used in coaching and really put them down on paper so that somebody can take a chapter, they can go through it, and they can actually be inspired to take another step or to move a little bit closer to what they consider their charmed life.
Wow, I love this. So really quick, can you give us some stories or some tips that our listeners are going to find in your book, and then we'll find out where to get your book?
Okay. Well, I think part of the journey is learning to set your own goals.
Okay.
So with the book, there's actually a extra that you get on my website that allows you to have an entire goal-setting process so that you can set your own goals. The other things that are in there are some ways to clear out the cobwebs and what I call the dementors. You know, in Harry Potter, there were those little evil spirits. Well, I have a couple of dementors that I define, which is all the great people in our life that want to tell us how to live our life. And
we
then
don't
the
have
other
any of those, do we?
yeah,
okay.
My other dementor is ants, which is automatic negative thoughts.
Mm.
And I talk in there, give them some processes to get rid of those ants and the dementors that are the things that keep us from just living our best life right now, not waiting for someday, but to live it right this very minute. So very practical tips and tools and ideas.
I love it. I love what you're doing. Is there one story that you've heard that you talk about in your book? Because I know a lot of people added to this book, correct?
Right. Probably the closest, since we were talking a little bit about family, is actually one with my son. And he had some disappointments in life and ended up on my doorstep. And we had to kind of have some clarity on what was my role as the parent now that he was, you know, 18 years old, and what was his role as a now launching adult. So there's some stories in there that are some family things and relationships and how to keep those close relationships very special to you, but also living your own life through those relationships.
So boundaries.
Yes. Absolutely.
Is that what that word
yes,
is? Did I just cut
yeah.
to the chase?
Right.
As
there.
I was thinking of my 18 or 19-year-old. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Okay. So, you know, I'm so excited to share your book with everybody. And do you now, you know, what's interesting. I've been to therapists, a zillion therapists, and I highly recommend, and I think it's such a great thing to do. I've never been with a coach, and can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it's interesting that a coach actually helps you decide and make your own decisions, whereas sometimes a therapist is very directive and really digs down into maybe some deep, dark secrets or whatever. A coach really is in, I would call, more present moment. What is it that is your barriers? And helping you discover your own strength to overcome, because when you make your own decision and you decide you're going to overcome something, you're more dedicated to it than if I just tell you how to do it. Mm. So a very specific distinction in helping you discover your own strength to handle whatever it is.
And have you, you said you've gone to a coach, right? You had a coach. Okay.
Right.
And
right.
And that helped you kind of get to your next step?
Absolutely. And that's why I went into training to become a life coach.
Really?
So that I can help people, you know, navigate through those. And it's usually people that are healthy people that just want more out of life.
We want it all, right?
Yes.
And we
of
just are,
we
yeah, and we're yeah. just so, you know, there's too many balls up there, right? We got to like siphon through it. I love it. Linda Drevenstaff, I'm so excited to have you be a part of our show. And of course, this is truly the brighter side of life here in talking about your book, Life Path by Design. Where do we find it?
It is an Amazon bestseller.
Yay!
So it's on Amazon.
Good job.
Both as an ebook and as a print book. And I've reduced the price just for your listeners.
Yay!
Between now and the end of the month.
Okay.
So the ebook is only going to be 99 cents.
Oh my God, that's such a lot of money.
Yeah,
I love it. Okay.
Yeah. That's it's a wealth of information. And then the print book is only $9.95.
Perfect.
So till the end of the month, I've reduced the price just for your listeners.
Well, thank you. And what do they do to put that in, that plug-in? We'll be putting it in.
I just put it on right now. So
okay.
It's there, available. You don't have to have any special codes. Just use your Amazon account and
okay.
go for it.
Oh, great. All right, Linda, I hope that you'll come back. And this has been so much fun. Again, if you are just waking up with us, we are just on our first interview. And we've got Daisy Tatum coming in, and she's going to be talking about the third annual Strawberry Festival, which is next weekend. We have tickets for you. I'd love to give those out. We've got a pair of tickets right now. Call in at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Let me take you down, cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Conejo Valley Days is celebrating the Valley's rich heritage and volunteer spirit with new carnival rides, headliner entertainment, craft vendors, art trek crafts, a STEM science pavilion, home and garden show, and a full food court. It's a celebration perfect for the whole family. Conejo Valley, May 11th through 15th at the Conejo Creek Park in Thousand Oaks. New this year, VIP experience tickets include wine tasting and 60th anniversary discount family packages, both available online now. These will sell out. Purchase general admission tickets online or cash only at the door. Visit CanejoValleyDays.us for more information on their Read and Ride program and their new STEM Science Exhibition Pavilion.
Being supportive to a friend is a good thing. Volunteering for your community is a good thing, too. What about supporting people you don't even know? Casa Pacifica Centers for Children and Families invites you to do a good thing and have a great time doing it. The 23rd annual Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival is Sunday, June 5th from 1 to 5 at CSU Channel Islands. Oh, it's a thing your taste buds will thank you for the rest of the year. Sample to your heart's content and your tummy's limit from restaurants, caterers, bakeries, breweries, and wineries, and all for one all-inclusive ticket price. Ask about the VIP tent presented by Wells Fargo. All proceeds fund programs of Casa Pacifica Centers for Children and Families. For tickets to the Casa Pacifica Angels 23rd Annual Wine, Food, and Brew Festival on Sunday, June 5th, go to CasaPacifica.org. That's CasaPacifica.org. Sponsored by the Zarley and Van Heusen families, Premier America Credit Union, Nevers Palazzo, Packard, Wildermuth & Winter, Conoco Oil, McValley Oil, and Gold Coast Broadcasting.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I'm Kim. I'm here with Chad.
Good morning.
And, of course,
and let's remember, we have the 60th annual Conejo Valley Days today.
That's right. Today and tomorrow. And VIP tent. I'm telling you, it's going to be a great time.
Yep.
Yeah, so get out there, buy your tickets. They got big family connections, all that good stuff. And of course, we have Daisy Tatum. We're going to be talking about Strawberry Festival, which is next week. And I'm going to be a judge out there. I'm so excited. I love that for the little strawberry, little babies. And so I'm excited.
Oh, the very best
baby. The very, very best baby. Very best Thank baby. You. Yeah, I did it last year. It was so much fun. So
say that five times.
I know. And that's why I was just like, never mind. So anyways, Daisy, welcome. And thank you so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about what you're here to talk about.
Well, I'm here to talk about the 33rd
I know.
Annual Strawberry Festival, which is going to be very, very exciting. It's going to be great. And for everybody's information, we're at Strawberry Meadows Park, 15-acre facility. There will be approximately 200 arts and crafts booths for everybody to go up and down the aisles to shop, all kinds of berry best foods to try. We have how the strawberries grow in our promenade tent, and we have our berry best blast off contest.
Okay, what's the berry best blast off contest? What is that?
Well, we recently had about 80 contestants to vie for being in a timed food contest.
Ooh.
And so we recently had a little finalist contest at the Marriott.
I know, I was supposed to get there. I was, of course, at another event, but okay. Who won and what was
it? Well, nobody really won. So we picked the two finalists.
Okay.
And at the Strawberry Festival on Saturday, then we will have the Berry Best Blast contest. And they have a time in which to go ahead and cook their meal. And then the audience will be able to sample the food. And that's when the winner will be chosen.
Yum. I want to be sampling the food. Anything with strawberries in it is good. And you know what? Oh, my God. The strawberries out here, they look so amazing, don't they?
Oh, our strawberries are really, really great. I usually buy some when I go into Los Angeles to give to different people. And they cannot believe how huge they are and as sweet as they are.
Oh, they're like candy. Yeah, I love it. So how do you impact the community through nonprofit charitable contributions?
Well, the one thing about it is every food booth or every vendor is a nonprofit organization within the city of Oxnard. So we have a number of churches, we have a number of schools who set up their food booths. Whatever profits they earn during the time they're selling food, it all goes back to their organization.
Nice.
So it's 100%. And so far, we've been able to estimate about $4.5 million
Wow.
has gone back to any one of these charities since the beginning of the festival in 1988.
Wow, great job for the Strawberry Festival. And I mean, 33 years of doing this, you know? I love it. What, okay, so I know that there's more than 200 exhibitors, right?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, with our exhibitors, we have a lot of glassware. We have a lot of metal, a lot of wood. So we have all kinds of arts and crafts that are going on at that time. And furniture, we have baby kinds of things. We have beautiful purses. It's amazing. I'm not an art kind of a person, but what the people can make and then bring, they're all unique. They're
so
all
creative,
very nice.
Aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, I love it. You know, and I we just gave away a pair of tickets. I'm going to give away another pair of tickets. And, of course, that number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That is to the California Strawberry Festival, and we'd love you to get there. And of course, it's so easy to get there with all the transportation that you guys provide. Tell us about that.
Sure. We have several shuttle sites. We have one of our shuttle sites is the Camarillo Outlet Mall. We have at the Oxnard Transportation Center, the Topa Financial Plaza. We have it at the Channel Islands Harbor, and we have Santa Clara High School. And I'm telling you, it is much better to drive, park at one of the shuttle facilities, get on the bus, and get to the festival. You're dropped right off in front of the Blue Gate where you can either purchase your tickets or walk right into the festival. There's no hassle. Our shuttles run every 15 or 20 minutes, so it's very easy to get on and to get off.
I love it. I love when everything's easy and it just works, you know. I know we talked a couple last week about some of the entertainment there. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about that.
Well, this year we have some new and exciting people. We have Highway Start, which is a Southern California premier modern country band. Now, that's going to be at the festival stage on Saturday at 2 o'clock. We have Swoop Brown, which will be new this year, and it's an urban Christian kind of a band. So we're anxious to see how that will go over, but we're excited about having them there. At the Dr. Cotto stage, which is really our main stage, we have the British Beat, and that's going to be at 1 o'clock, and it's an all-classics band, and they sing all the British kinds of music that we're used to. Cannibal and the Headhunters, I know people have heard about them. They'll be at the Cotto stage at 3 o'clock on Saturday as well, and that's classic rock, Latin, and rhythm and blues, and it's featuring Robert Zapatilla, so that'll be great.
Well, that's great. And the last one?
Oh, well, Sundays at the Cotto stage, we're going to have the English Beat, which is pop, soul, reggae, and punk rock. But all throughout the festival, there are two different stages, the festival stage and the Cotto stage. So once you enter, you will hear music until the end.
A party, party, party. I love it. Again, we're talking with Daisy Tatum, and we're talking about the 33rd Annual California Strawberry Festival. If you do not win tickets on our show, where do we get tickets?
You can buy tickets online. You can buy tickets at the festival. And for adults, I'm telling you, this is the best and the cheapest entertainment for the whole weekend. Adults, it's $12. If you're 62 years of age and older, it's $8. If you're military, you and your dependents are allowed to come when you show your ID for $8. And children 5 to 12, it's $5. And 4 and under, you come in free. And the one thing I really like about this festival, and I stayed for 33 years, because it's really a family event. To me, just to walk around and see the families together and the little kids stand in line, they are so good, so patient, because they know there's a reward at the end of standing in line. But it's a very happy, a very uplifting time just to see families together and enjoying themselves.
I love it. Great weekend, Tom.
Can I play my favorite Strawberry song?
Oh, yes, I know. Yeah.
Here we go.
Into the city, them berries were blown, or making that strawberry cake. Then I thought of Oxnard, just north of L.A., where I picked strawberries for many a day. Hard work with no future, for the harvest was done.
That's Johnny Cash back in the day when he actually picked strawberries in the city of Oxnard. And
cool
he lived in Ojai. Well, it's not Ojai. What's right before Ojai? I'll screw
Casita
that up.
Casita Springs.
I think that's where his driver's
Casita
license
Springs.
Was there. And
nice.
He wrote a song where he mentioned Oxnard. The only other place you can hear about Oxnard is probably the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. Wow. Good job, Tom.
There you go.
You got that.
That's
all right.
That's amazing.
Yeah. There you go. Well, Daisy, thank you so much for sharing this with us. And we're so excited to be one of the big sponsors of the 33rd Annual Strawberry Festival. And of course, with so many others, I look forward to next weekend.
Oh, thank you. We're really happy to have you on board.
Thank you.
We really are.
All right. All right. We are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about food, and of course that is with Randy Graham, and of course he's been on our show. He's an Ojai Valley vegan cookbook, and I'm telling you, in fact, we're going to be out at Ojai Wine Festival, Ojai Taste. He's all about all of that, but not only that, you can get one of your copies of your book for of Chef Randy. So he's gonna be joining us. I'd love to give something away right now. How about Pete's Breakfast House? If you ever never had breakfast there, let me tell you, big old hearty breakfast, and I'd love to share that with you, someone, right now. Call in at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires. The California Strawberry Festival is among the top festivals in the nation, with over 50 food booths, contests, rides and attractions, over 200 arts and crafts vendors, concerts, celebrity chef demonstrations, and family fun. The 2016 California Strawberry Festival in Oxnard is the perfect summer kickoff, with proceeds benefiting the community in a big way. Join us on May 21st and 22nd, 2016, for an unforgettably sweet experience. Please visit www.strawberry-fest.org for more info. That's www.strawberry-fest.org.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. And I'm really excited. We've got Randy Graham on the show with us. And, of course, he's got a new book. He's been on my show lots of times before, yeah. You know. And
I love it.
Thank you. And I'm so excited to have you back and to kind of talk a little bit about, I've actually kind of moved towards vegan a little bit. So I'm going to, health reasons. And it's just so much healthier. So, you know.
It can be, yeah, if you do it right.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're here to tell me how to do it right. I do want to remind anybody that for our next hour, we have Shane, Melissa, and Deslin Haas, and they're going to be talking about the 2016 March of Dimes, March for Babies Walk. I am a part of that because my grandchildren were preemies, and I'm all about just, you know, that is another brighter side of life. And if you want to be involved in that, you're going to hear a little bit more about that and some really heart-to-heart stories. Also, Helene Segura is going to be talking about the Empathy Assassin, and it's a time management tactics for working smarter, not longer. I love stuff like that. So I hope that you stay with us into our next hour after this. We're going to be here all the way till 8 o'clock. And then today we have our recovery show, and that is from 2 to 3, and it's all about the brighter side of recovery. So lots of stuff that the Kim Pagano Show is doing. And do we have any more shout-outs?
We do. Okay. Along with the Strawberry Festival, there is also the Surf and Suds Beer Festival.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll find 55 breweries out there.
Oh.
So if you're a beer drinker,
a good one. They do a good job.
I love the Strawberry Festival, but, you know, you might have to make a choice here on Saturday.
I know. Oh, that's right. So you visit both. That's where I'll be doing.
But yeah, it's held this next Saturday, and there will be musical, entertainment, food, and of course, lots of beer. You can visit surfbeerfest.com/buy-tickets.
Ooh.
That's surf. I know it's long. Let's say it again. surfbeerfest.com/buy-tickets. Tickets.
And you know what? I think I have an extra pair of tickets there that I'd love to give away. So call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We are going to talk with Randy Graham. And of course, wow, what a great book. How many books is this now?
This is the third cookbook of the series.
Yeah.
I have a fourth book out that complements them with short stories about the local farmers in the Ventura area, in the Ojai Valley specifically.
Wow. Okay. Just looking at the cover, I'm already hungry.
So I have to admit, I am not a vegan or a vegetarian, and I do like my meat. So how do you teach someone like me who does like the taste of meat and give them the same feel?
Beer is vegetarian.
I do know that.
There you go.
So you're good then, right? You know,
unless you have a Guinness, because I understand there's fish gills involved with Guinness.
Oh, really? I hope not. The Guinness Stout, Extra Stout's one
it's
of my
best.
Favorites.
It's the best.
I just opened up right to this edamame salad. Oh, my gosh. I love edamame. And that it looks really easy, right? Black beans. You've got, oh my God. I love your recipes. And they've got the cilantro in there, the lime juice, and
Just fresh ingredients. And it makes a big difference in any dish. It doesn't matter whether it's a meat or fish or a vegetarian, lacto-ovo, vegetarian or vegan lifestyle. As long as it's good, fresh, hopefully locally ingredients, so you get some immunity built up by eating local, it makes a big difference. Something as simple as this edamame recipe is a great. I'm glad you picked that one. I'd have picked something else.
Okay,
my
so tell us. And you know, for any of us
recipe.
That don't know who you are, I love your local. You're right here in Ojai. Kind of tell us a little bit about your journey and who you are.
And I'm a writer, author, private chef. We live, been married for 38 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's exactly, yes.
Forget the cookbook. Yeah. Let's talk about that.
My wife is a meat eater.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I've always done all the cooking. She's done all the dishes, so that works out pretty good.
Nice. I got an arrangement right there.
There
yeah.
we go.
Yeah. And so... I'm semi-retired. We moved down to this area, Ojai Valley, about 8 years ago. And the idea was to get out of a high-stress level environment, be able to look towards the next season in our life in a healthy way. We've both done that. We have a son that's just 30, been raised as a vegetarian, very healthy. He loves that we're eating again, more local, and we're lucky to be able to have local.
Yeah, we are, aren't we? Yeah.
Not a better area, to be honest. I mean, I grew up in the Central Valley, so I mean, to have the fresh produce is amazing.
Yeah, it does make a difference in the freshness and stuff. So that's I've been able to do my blog get networked out there with the new social media that's grown up in the last 5 to 10 years. My wife said, put your recipes into cookbook format. And that's how the cookbook series
started.
How
long did it take you to make your book? This is like my journey right now.
I look at them as a project. And okay. The project is usually anywhere from 6 to 12 months.
Okay, I really got to get on this. Chad, can you keep me on the track with this, please? I already have all of my stuff, and I've got a couple books for sure, but I just need to get it done. So.
And self-publishing, not to go off on a tangent, is a little bit easier than it ever used to be, and it allows you to get out and try a book for like maybe $5 for one proof copy. You have to put in a lot of time and effort.
Right.
And I have friends that make much nicer cookbooks than I have because they have graphic designer friends or somebody that gives them stuff for free. People that do a lot better photography than me. And so they have some really world-class type cookbooks, but they still self-publish, and it looks just like it came from 10 Speed Press out of Berkeley somewhere.
Wow, yeah. I love that. All right. So question. Okay, talk to us about vegan. What does that mean exactly?
And that's a question I get most often. I do talks at the Oaks at Ojai on healthy eating, and right now I'm talking about vegan, and that's the first question that pops up. Let me make a distinction between vegetarian and vegan. I'm a vegetarian, but I also eat maybe 50% of the time vegan and stuff. My vegetarian lacto-ovo, it means I eat dairy products and eggs, as well as all the fruits, nuts, grains, vegetables, and that stuff. Just no meat or fish. A vegan diet is a plant-based diet. So no eggs, no dairy, nothing produced by animals. Mm. Honey, for example, is produced by bees, an animal. That is not vegan. Mm. So the recipes in this book and in a good vegan cookbook don't have, they don't use dyes where they use insect dyes maybe for food coloring, eating fresh and local as a theme. That would not be considered vegan if you've got, you know, red.
So let me ask you a question. Do you ever eat meat?
I've never been tempted. I've eaten it.
Never been tempted. Do you like that? I'm like a good steak, just, you know, I know. And it's funny, I have just cut way back because I think that, you know, red meat's not really healthy for you. But now somebody even said, actually, it was at one of your events, a lady, she's like, you eat too much chicken. Well, then that was the next thing I went to, right? And so then what do you eat? And she said, and whatever you do, don't eat fish because it's got all the mercury in it. And then I'm like, okay, now, wait a minute, where am I going with this?
Well, there's always a fruitarian diet, which is just fruits. If you approach eating as nutrition for your body, and we all want to live longer, we want to be healthy and have good quality of life as we go through each stage in our life and stuff. The secret I've found is, one, eating fresh and local, but also eating in moderation. So let's take fish, chicken and fish, for example. So maybe you have some chicken once or twice a week.
Right.
You don't coat it and fry it up.
No, obviously, that kind of stuff. Grilled and vegetables.
That can be very healthy for you.
Yeah.
And if you have maybe some fresh salmon, not off a farmed salmon, let's say, but fresh salmon, if you could afford East Coast, maybe that's better than West Coast. It might have some
So there's choices on everything that we make. You know, I always think it's so great because, you know, I'm even going to add animals into it. I cook for my mom's animals because they were spoiled with my mom, you know. And then we take better care of our animals, our cars, you know, and sometimes not ourselves, right?
And
I love that you're an advocate of really taking care of yourself by eating healthy meals.
And eating in moderation. Don't overdo it. I had a very good friend who's passed away a few years ago. He's a retired admiral. And I said, man, Steve, you still look just like you did, you know, before I was even born. I'm sure the pictures, you're still trimming.
You do. I haven't seen you in probably 4 years, maybe 3 years. I don't know.
Well, his advice maybe is working for me because he said just everything in moderation. He was from Georgia. He loved making mint juleps for folks, but he never had more than like half a mint julep.
Oh, and
he
so
never
when I eat a whole
it.
Bag of something. Not good, right?
Yes.
That's not good. So, wow. All right. My son and my husband just walked in. All right.
It's a family affair.
It's a fancy. Watch out, Chad. You know, that's why we're talking about food here. We're talking, and Randy, this is my husband, and Lou and Louie. So.
I'm not going to convert you to vegan or vegetarian food, so not to worry. Okay.
Yeah. So let me ask you, what are some of your favorite recipes that we can share with our listeners?
This Saturday, I'm going to do California quesadillas, which has goat cheese in it. So that's not a vegan recipe, and it's in a different cookbook. But that's one of my favorite recipes. But in this cookbook...
See, now he's speaking my language. I hear cheese, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you can handle
we can talk again.
My style of food is called vegetarian comfort food.
I like that.
Real food
See, that
for
I
real
can do.
People.
See?
And people love it. But you're saying you don't have to put on any weight. You can still eat without feeling guilty. Grilled portobello tortas, recipe number 49.
Ooh, portobello mushrooms?
I'm sorry?
Is it portobello mushrooms?
Exactly.
Ooh,
you know,
I love
instead
portobello
of meat
or
something greasy in there and full of fat, just a lean portobello mushroom that's been grilled, a little olive oil brushed on it, in fresh bolillo bread cut, and that makes all the difference just having it fresh, the portobello mushroom that's grilled. And then I put, instead of slathering it with mayonnaise or veggie-nays and mustard or whatever, a fresh Salvador coleslaw. It's called curtido.
So you have a very Hispanic flavor to some of your food because, if nobody knows, it's the Mexican bread. So
yeah,
you can go to.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
nope.
I know. That's why I saw the look on your face.
Okay,
like,
did I look
let
like
me
that
explain
blank
to you.
Yeah, I love it. Okay.
Nobody's ever mentioned that before, but you're exactly right.
Yes.
Wow.
That and Italian's my favorite.
Wonderful.
And I cook what I like. I eat everything. It's vegetarian.
I love it.
I cook. But this has a curtido coleslaw, which is made by pouring hot water over cabbage and jalapeno peppers.
I love cabbage. Mm-hmm.
And then preparing a little vinegar and sugar and other stuff hot. After that dress, you pour off the stuff after 5 minutes from the cabbage,
mm-hmm.
pour on the dressing, let it sit for maybe 2 or 3 hours.
Pulls the flavor in.
Yeah. Serve
and
it
I
cold.
Heard cabbage water is really healthy for you. Is that true?
I ferment cabbage, sauerkraut. And the fermenting process actually takes it up one healthier notch.
Randy, we're at the end. I'm going to have you back because it's like this has been way too long. But where do we find your book?
And you can get it through Amazon.com.
Okay.
I'm also glad if you go to my website, Valley Vegetarian.
Yep.
Just put those search terms in or Randy Graham search terms. It'll pop right up. But on my website, there's a books, buy my books thing. And it'll list all of them. And you can get my contact information. Send me an email. And what I do is I ship them all over the country. I just put an invoice for $15 in with the book signed. It can be a personal signing. And for $15 at valleyvegetarian.com or Randy Graham search term, $15 tax and shipping included.
It's like the old good old boy trust, right? I like it.
And I send a self-addressed envelope.
I like it. I like it. You de-stressed your life in every way possible. I know we didn't really highlight on the Ojai Culinary School. Talk to us. Do we have a minute left? I think so. Like 2 minutes. Just how do we find you on that?
You know, that's at the Lavender Inn.
I love the Lavender Inn. Okay.
Beautiful downtown Ojai. And they have a series of chefs, and I've been lucky to be brought into the rotation.
I want to come take a couple of your classes. Okay.
The next class is August 28th, the Sunday, August 28th. It's going to be gourmet vegan based on recipes in this vegan cookbook.
All right. Again, Randy Graham, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Ojai Valley Vegan Cookbook Recipes and Tips for Vegan Cooking. And again, we're at the first hour of our last, only our first hour. We've got a whole nother hour ahead of us. We always end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Challenge yourself with something you know you could never do. And what you'll find is that you can overcome anything. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. And, of course, write our phone number down, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We've got a whole nother hour ahead of us. I've got some elite tickets, and I'd love to get those in your hands. Call us right now, 805-419-0008. 419-0008. That's Elite Theater. We'll be right back.
This is a song about vegetables. They keep you regular. They're real good for you.
Call any vegetable. Call it. Call it by name. Call any vegetable. Call one today. Call when you get off the train. Call any vegetable. Call any vegetable. And the chances are good.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.